The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
You can email us talk@beat102103.com. Hi, Niall and show. I'm seeing a guy a few months now. He's decent and sound enough. I have an issue though. My last boyfriend cheated on me and I'm so slow to trust anyone. It took me a long time to get over it. The other night we went out and this guy asked if I would be his girlfriend. I was really happy as it's gone well so far and I do want to be with him. Because it was so hard for me to get over what happened, and obviously I have trouble with trusting people, I asked to see his phone and check through his messages and stuff to see what's on it, to make sure he's not hiding anything. He said no way. He thinks it's crazy behaviour. I was watching a TV show last week and this girl wouldn't show a guy her phone and it turned out she was cheating. Now I'm totally suspicious and feel maybe he is a cheat. Otherwise, why not show me? Would you let your partner look through your phone? I really need your help.
Oh, God. You were watching Married at First Sight.
Was it?
Yeah, I watched that episode, yeah. Well, they actually have a test. It's a challenge that they have to hand each other over their phones and you can look through it like free reign. Firstly, so sorry that you have been so badly hurt that it has led you to a point where you find it really difficult to trust somebody. And it is understandable. When that has been broken by someone, it can take a very, very, very long time for you to get over it. And of course, you're going to be insecure. I can see his side, though. I think if you're going out with somebody and it's early days and you don't trust them from the off, then it can be very tough. Like, I don't know if I would like want to hand over my phone. Do you know what I mean? Not just because it's my phone. Yeah. It's got personal stuff on it. Not that I'm doing anything wrong. I'm not. But it just, there's lots of messages in there that I wouldn't want anybody reading.
You want to see the screen grab, things I screen grab.
Exactly.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, crazy, crazy stuff. So like, it's not necessarily that I would have anything to hide. But like, you have basically come to him and said, I don't really trust you and I need to make sure that you're not lying to me about anything. And it's not the greatest of starts for any kind of relationship. So I don't blame him for being like, this is mad. But also, have you had the chat with him about how badly you've been hurt, how much it's affected you, rather than going straight in for it? Like, if he doesn't know your history, and I'm not saying he should hand over the phone, because I don't think he should, but have you explained to him where you're at and where your head is so that he can get a better understanding of why you might be where you are?
Yeah, I think you've got to loosen up a little bit. I know you've had a tough time and I'm like, absolute sympathies to you, but I wouldn't hand over my phone to anyone. If I was going out with him 3 years, I wouldn't pass over the phone.
Yeah, and I was like, when you at the end, you ask us the question about would you let, what was the question you said?
Would you let your partner look through your phone?
Like, look, I'm with Tom a very long time. I don't, our phones are our phones. And I don't think that, like, it's my business to be reading what's on his phone and vice versa. I have to say, I do trust him enough to believe that, like, you know, there's nothing that I shouldn't be, that I should be worried about. But that it's hard because of what you've been through. Ultimately, though, I think most people are going to say no. I wouldn't be looking at, if you're at that point, then there's something wrong.
Particularly so early, as you said, early on, it's quite smothering to him, I'd imagine.
Well, like, you've just come along and said, like, I want to delve in to see if you've anything to hide. And like, I think that's starting off on a really bad foot. Killian.
Yeah, I don't want to use the word crazy because obviously she's a bit insecure because of the last time. I agree with Niall. She just needs to pull up her pants so I can get over herself. I know it's a tough thing to do, but like, I know if he's saying, oh, I don't want to show you, it makes him look suspicious. But like, it's early days. You're going on like a bit too much. And if I was in his shoes, I'd be taking a big step back. I'd be like, whoa, what is going on here? We've seen each other a couple of months. Like, you want to look through my phone?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even give like my bestest friend who had all my in jokes and all my little weird quirks. I wouldn't give him my phone if my life depended on it.
And there's also an insinuation there that, you know, she doesn't trust him. I can't trust you, you know, if I've got to go through your phone.
Don't be using Married at First Sight as a basis for real
good
life.
Advice.
And also, like, maybe there's a little bit more work that you need to do on yourself. Maybe talk to a friend, talk to somebody that might be able to help you through this, because I don't think this is the way forward. It's not a way to live your life.
All right, let's get some thoughts. Katie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good, thank
we're
you.
Good, we're good.
Wait, what's your take on this?
I was cheated on before in my past relationships, and like, I was younger, and especially, like, you know, it just shakes your core. Because it's like, am I good enough? Like, what's wrong with me? Why wasn't I enough? And like, all of these self-deprecating thoughts. And then it's like, well, I'm obviously stupid because I didn't see the signs, or I ignored them, or who knew and didn't tell me. And you get really paralyzed. You absolutely do. But like, I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years now, and if he turned around and was like, I want to see your phone, I'd be so hurt.
Yeah.
Now, he can look through my phone all he wants. If he turns around and he says, you know, like if there's a message pops up and I'm doing something, I will say to him, oh, can you open that? Can you reply to that? Whatever. Or if I'm, you know, if we're getting ready to go out somewhere, we're meeting people, I'm like, oh, can you just text whoever off my phone? So, like, he has access to my phone, that's fine. But if he turned around and said, I want to go through your phone, I'd be like, what is wrong with you? Like, why, what's going on now? Like, I just, and especially, like, if she's only seen him a couple of months, they weren't even official. He asked her, and then the first thing she said to him was, give me your phone.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely, I am a strong advocate for therapy, for people going to therapy, for talking about how they're feeling, whatever else. Genuinely think this girl needs to see someone.
Yeah.
And not in a, this one is crazy, she needs to see help, whatever. It's obviously destroyed her. It's obviously destroyed her confidence, and she deserves to be back to the person that she was before this.
Yeah.
I think that she needs to go talk to someone, and she needs to get help.
Well said,
Katie. Thank you for sharing
Thanks
your
for
story
chatting
with
us this morning.
Thanks a million.
Have a good day. Ray, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Well,
we're good, man. We're good.
Not a hope the missus is going to get her hands on your phone, no?
Absolutely not. You must be joking.
And you're together a while.
And you know, nearly 20 years, so
yeah.
And like, the thing about it is, right, it's your... Like, I leave my phone lying around the house, as does she. If my phone rings and I'm upstairs and it's downstairs, grab that for me, will you? Same with her. If we're driving along in the car and a text comes in and I need to respond to the text, I'll hand it to her and I'll ask her to write back a text for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like that previous girl said, there's access to each other's phone. But the issue that I would have here is the demand for access to the phone.
Yeah.
Give me your phone. I want to go through it. That's a suspicion already.
Yeah.
And in fairness... Like, if the girl's been cheated on before, that's okay. It's not okay, but it's understandable that she would feel the way she does. But if she carries that through each and every relationship she has going forward, she's going to be on her own for a very long time. You can't suspect everybody just because it happened to you once.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, anybody who's living their life by the rules of married at first sight definitely does need to speak to somebody, to be honest with you. Like, she'd be better off Googling after 11 seasons of that thing how many people are still together.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a rule for how not to live your life, you know?
But do you know what Katie said is probably true. There is a bit of work that she needs to do on herself first.
There is.
And maybe the relationship, it's not the right time for her to be with somebody right now, you know?
Absolutely correct. Like, she's obviously still feeling hurt from what happened to her in the past, and that's okay. But what she's going to do is she's going to carry that hurt on and pass it on to other people.
Yeah.
Like, that guy that she's with, he might be the nicest guy ever, might be absolutely nothing on his phone for him to hide. Maybe he's in a few dodgy WhatsApp groups with his friends that, you know, everybody's in. You don't know what's going to come into them flipping
things. Yeah.
The thing about it is, it's like rooting through a guy's pockets or rooting through a lady's handbag. It's not something that you do. It's disrespectful, and it's, you know, it's automatically creating suspicion that might not be there. He might be the nicest guy in the world, but now he feels mistrusted, you know, and she's passing her past experiences on to him, which is absolutely nothing to do with him. So I think she definitely does have a little bit of work to do on herself and to consolidate how she feels. But No.
Well said.
You're always the voice of reason, hon.
All right, guys.
Have a good day.
Sure, look, I do my best.
Thanks,
talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay, a couple other quick bits. Right, here's another side of it. Guys, I was with my partner almost 18 years, married almost 8, 2 beautiful girls. He was literally my best friend, my everything. I thought I could trust him, but I was wrong. He was sleeping with someone behind my back, and I only found out because I saw his phone. If you have suspicions, check the phone, put your mind at ease, and even if you're not secure in the relationship. And end it if you're not secure in the relationship.
Sorry that happened to you. That's awful.
And we'll just take some thoughts from Daisy.
Morning, guys. It's Daisy here. I'm driving to work from Careless, and I just wanted to say, if she wants to check his phone and it's this early days, there's obviously no trust there. As she said, she obviously has issues with trust, but if everything's going well, you're just going to have to try put your trust in him. And, like, you can't check his phone. His phone is, like, everyone's phone is their personal thing. My phone is my life. I'm with my partner 4 years. We have a baby together, and I would still never dream of checking his phone. But if the trust is not there, that you feel like you need to check his phone, maybe he's not your person, or maybe you need to work on yourself before a relationship. That would be my advice.
Thanks for that, Daisy.